Abraham Lincoln once observed, "I do the best I know how, the very best I can, and I mean to keep on doing it to the end. If the end brings me out all right, what is said against me won't amount to anything. If the end brings me out wrong, well, 10 angels swearing I was right would make no difference." Interesting statement, but what does it mean? Well, just this. We all face situations in life where decisions are required, and we must chart the path that we feel God has set for us. We do our research, we pray for wisdom, and seek counsel from God's word, but eventually, we've got to choose a course. However, even the best of plans will face opposition, and in the end, it'll be the results that will prove whether we chose well or not. If the results are fruitful and God-pleasing, then nothing said against us really matters. On the other hand, if I'm not careful, I don't spend time seeking God's direction, and I choose unwisely, well, the results of my choice will prove the folly of my plan. In that situation, opposition is justified because we're wrong, and no number of supporters, even angels from heaven, can make my bad choices right. As we see in Acts 25, where Paul writes, "If then I am a wrongdoer and have committed anything worthy of death, I do not refuse to die. But if none of those things is true of which these men accuse me, no one can hand me over to them." Paul said these words as people brought false accusations against him for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hundreds were being converted for the Lord, and Paul knew these accusations were unfounded, brought by godless enemies. So he continued to move ahead, trusting in the grace of God to save him from his enemies or take him to heaven. We need to live our lives with this same commitment and boldness.